The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
It seems to me I've heard that song before. It's from an old familiar score. I know it well, that melody.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo.
It's funny.
We're swinging, baby. We got our own Rat Pack right here. Frankie Five Boroughs. Who's who? I'll be the old man. Frank, are you Dean or is Al Dean? Let me see. Who's the Dean Martin of it all?
I think I'd probably be Joey Bishop.
I'm not Sammy, so I guess I'll be Dean.
All right.
Hey, Pally.
Hey, Pally. Oh, Pally. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. So everybody's talking about Bernie Sanders and winning this whole New Hampshire primary. I don't know that it means much. You know, once you roll out to Super Tuesday, that's when it really heats up. But Bernie won, and Buttigieg is right behind him. And, you know, Mayor Pete, not a Mayor Pete. When I watch him, I don't get it, but I like that. It's the first, it could be possibly the first gay president. And you know, I always have an affinity and respect for the gay community, you know, and so that would be great. But but put all that aside, because I hate, you know, because of your color, your race, your religion, and then you're going to be voted in because of that. I don't like using that in any of those labels. But Bernie as president, too, that scares me. Amy Klobuchar made the most sense. She, great showing last night. Watch her going into South Carolina, going into Nevada, then South Carolina. Super Tuesday, where's Mike Bloomberg in all of this? I think he's playing it perfectly. And like I always said, I don't think anybody could be President Trump right now. I really don't. But you got to give never underestimate Mike Bloomberg. You never he's brilliant. He's smart. He knows what he's doing. But I just don't see anybody beating the president at this point. Joe Borelli is a good guy. He's the minority whip of the New York City Council, contributed to the Hill, spokesperson for the New York State Republican Party. Kind enough to join us this early in the morning. And Joey, you got a big day. You're always so busy. Thanks for jumping on the air with us always on AM 970. Appreciate it. How you doing this morning, Joe?
You know, Joe, I'm actually quite free today, as a matter of fact. I got a lot of free time today, to be honest.
What are you going to do? Now, you're a great dad, first of all. You make a great sauce. I mean, so I hear. So what are you going to do on a free day? What is Joe Bart? You never have a free day. You're going to go to the Republican headquarters. You're going to make sure everything's on track, correct?
No. Well, I have one council hearing today and one meeting and then possibly Fox at 4. But that's a pretty light day for me. But Joe, I can't get past something, by the way. I'm listening into the show yesterday morning, and I love the show, you know that. And you must have the best support staff and support team around you than any other radio host in the country. There was a suggestion that you looked like Jean-Claude Van Damme, and there was no pushback, nothing. It was just taken as gospel that you and the muscles from Brussels were just spitting images.
Thank you. Well, you know what? There is somebody also said I looked like Joe Namath. So when that happens, I put an edict out. There's an email that goes immediately when someone kind of relates me to someone that's really good looking or really shred. You know, I say, please don't dispute that. Leave it the way it is. So Frankie knows that. He shoots that down. I know you caught that, though. Jean-Claude Van Damme. You, of course, you and me went, what? And I went, fine.
Yeah,
I'll leave it.
Of course. Leave it. Jean-Claude Van Damme. Of course. Yes. Same guy.
And the Brad Pitt references. Bring them on. This is great. I need all I can get me with my face for radio with the scar on my head. Oh, this is great. Hey, Joe, so yesterday's results, first of all, let's credit President Trump for pulling in 120,000 votes. When no one really, you would think that the Republicans wouldn't even show up at 120,000.
Oh, yeah, and you saw the famous now MSNBC clip that's going around the internet of Katty Turr going to a man on the street interview, someone coming out of the New Hampshire primaries, and she says, "Sir, who did you vote for?" And he says proudly, "Donald John Trump. I can't stand the other side. They're anti-American, anti-capitalist, anti-this." And you can see, and then he goes there, he says, "They're anti-life." And you can see the expression on her face. You could imagine the expressions in the MSNBC green room. It was like a scene in The Hunt for Red October, you know, where they all have their masks on and headgear. Dive. Cut the clip.
Wait. Oh, I see. It was Katy Turr. This is great. She went on in the street to explain. That's great.
If you
got to love that.
If you can get the clip in the next segment, I suggest playing it for the audience because it's so funny.
Right. Yeah,
it really is so funny.
Joe, thanks for bringing it to us. I'll send it to Frankie Five Boroughs. You know Frank Morano, our producer. You're familiar
with
him.
I've heard
it twice.
Yeah, you got it. So Bernie, well, Bernie, you know what, Joe? You're a common sense kid. We love you. You know, you support the president, and we appreciate and respect that, certainly. Bernie, I don't think Bernie would come close, and am I mistaken? I mean, because you can't take anything for granted. Am I mistaken that Bernie does not give Donald Trump in any way, shape, or form a run for his money?
I am not in the complacency camp. I don't believe we should imagine who wins and then pretend like they can't beat anyone because that's what they said about Donald Trump. That said, I think the arguments against Bernie are much more digestible to the states where we have to win. Look last night in New Hampshire. New Hampshire, Donald Trump created 20,000 new jobs in New Hampshire, took 19,000 people off of food stamps, off of welfare. This is, I mean, when the state's only, I think, 600,000 people, you're talking 1 or 2% of the population of the state is now employed thanks to Donald John Trump. These are tough arguments to make. It's tough for someone like Bernie, even though he's from next door Vermont, to come in and say, "Elect me, I'm going to take away your private health care. I'm going to take away, you know, this idea of private insurance, the doctor you like." These are arguments that are not going to work, and that's what Bernie's going to bring to the table.
Yeah, you know what? And yesterday, Joe, thank you for that. Our colleague, Mike Gallagher, told us about one of your friends attacked because they thought he was a Donald Trump supporter. Is that the case? And what happened?
Oh, it is. So I want this gentleman, Danny Sprague. Okay.
Yeah.
A family of five or six brothers, a big Irish family. Every town that's in earshot of me right now has one of these families, just big Irish families. You always see him at the local, you know, burger and beer bar having a good time. Everyone likes him. This is the guy. He's down in Nashville for his 50th birthday. His wife gives him a hat. It says, "Make 50 great again." It looks like a MAGA hat. He happens to like President Trump, but he doesn't wear a red MAGA hat, you know, around town.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, this woman had a few drinks, spun him around. He turned around thinking it was one of his buddies who was there with him, you know, busting chops. And the lady went right in the eye, gave him a black eye and gashed his face open.
Wow,
and she tried
man.
To take his hat. And, I mean, this is the new reality. We had someone else drive their truck through a voting registration tent. Yeah. I mean, this is what happens. So the police are getting the video today, and ideally they'll hopefully ID the woman and make an arrest. But this is the kind of stuff that's happening more and more frequently. When someone on our side does this, although you rarely see it, I will stand and condemn it. When someone on their side does it, we should condemn it as well, and they should as well, too.
Yeah, Joe Borelli with Piscopo in the Morning. Joe, before we let you go, I see one of your tweets. You said, this was from yesterday, I believe, the council passed a bill allowing the seizure of your car. They could take your car after it is caught going as slow as 36 miles per hour 15 times. But if you're inappropriate on the subway, you do something on the subway car 15 times, you don't get your subway privileges revoked. You get a Mets tickets, you know. Now, explain, what was going on here with the New York City Council?
So we have a bill, and I'll give you the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good is that the bill was going to seize people's cars after 5 speeding camera violations. The bill now says 15, and they give you the option of taking a course, a driver safety course, rather than losing your car. So that's good. That's better than it was. The bad is that it was, and the intentions are to have this be a more toothful bill, a more serious bill, and have people be able to lose their cars. And the really ugly is that as we were voting on this bill to seize cars, all the anti-car politicians got up and said, The only reason we've watered the bill down is because of logistical problems with seizing this many cars. And they, in fact, want to go out there and seize 20,000, 30,000 cars from New Yorkers who have committed the crime. Now, remember, de Blasio lowered the speed limit to 25 miles an hour. So these are people going the heinous speed, the breakneck speed of 36 miles an hour. 36 miles an hour is unsafe in many parts of New York City. It's not unsafe in most of Staten Island, in most of Southern Queens, in most of Northern Bronx, where people need their cars. That's why this is an anti-car bill. This is the war on cars personified in legislation.
Joe Borelli, thank you. Joe, before we let you go, I got to ask you about Mike Bloomberg. I mean, your political instincts are pretty darn good. I mean, Super Tuesday, he goes in. Does he surface? Is it a brokered convention with the Democrats, do you think, Joe?
No, I don't think the prospect of a brokered convention is even remotely possible. I think the heart and soul of the party, the Bernie folks, will see this as an attempt by a billionaire to buy the election away from Bernie Sanders, who likely will have the majority of delegates, and I think there'll be a lot of pushback. I think we're only seeing now the media scrutiny go after Mike Bloomberg because he's becoming relevant in the race, and it's going to be tough for him to withstand that. He put out a tweet yesterday apologizing for stop and frisks, and he said he cut it by 95%. This is not even an accurate statement. He raised it by 500% and then cut it back to only double what the Giuliani administration was doing. I don't know if you can have that sort of relationship with the truth about this topic and survive the scrutiny that you're going to get over the campaign in the next couple of weeks.
Joe Borelli fired up this morning. Appreciate it, Joe. Keep the fight, my brother. Love to your family. Say hi to your mom, Joe. And please come back to the show anytime.
Thank you.
Anytime. Joe Borelli right there. Minority whip of the New York City Council, a common sense voice and a young common sense voice, the future of politics in New York. If he doesn't move to Jersey, Frankie Fibros, I'm always worried.
God forbid.
We love everybody moving to New Jersey because everybody's moving out of New Jersey.
Be happy to have the councilman in my neck of the woods.
You know what I mean? I mean,
no,
you know,
we need him on stage.
We can share cigars. We're going to drink beer.
You need Joe Borelli. And also, I was going to say to you, and I don't want to put him on the spot because I know he listens to the show, and we have great respect and love for John Catsimatidis. I think it's time for John to run for mayor, Frankie. You know,
will be interesting. I don't know in the current climate if if a Republican can get elected citywide these days. But
if anybody could, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
I think John certainly has sort of a post-partisan appeal. You know, he was a Democrat for a long time. A big supporter of Bill Clinton, still supports a lot of Democrats. I think people don't necessarily view him as a partisan Republican. But unfortunately, Donald Trump is just so unpopular citywide that I think the fact that John has been so outspoken in support of the president and the great things that he's doing, that might make it a tough sell for the citywide electorate. But we'll see what happens. By the way, speaking of the Katzes, I want to wish a big happy birthday today to John Catsimatidis Jr., who's celebrating his birthday.
Yanni's got his birthday today. Happy birthday, John. What a good... You know, the children are beautiful. Angie and John are beautiful. Johnny's happy birthday. What is he, like 24 or something like that?
I think he's... I don't know. He's in his 30s, I believe, at this point. Early 30s.
All right, man. Well, so we wish our happy birthday greetings to John Catsimatidis Jr. right there. Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970. I'm just going over... I usually make notes on Twitter, and I want to see with...
Cohesive notes?
No, because I just put the notes in something that I will put out there, like President Trump going to Dover after New Hampshire. You barely saw that story, man. That's a great story. That's a great positive story. And we're going about Bernie Sanders, and we're talking about Klobuchar. Yet the president goes up to New Hampshire. He draws a sellout crowd as usual, right? And again, stop with the pro this, pro that. It's not. This is an objective overview of the president of the United States. He leaves early. He leaves early. And he goes and he welcomes, if you will, the bodies of two soldiers that just were killed in Afghanistan. And he goes there. He salutes there. You could see it. It's on video. I'm going to retweet something. And a shout out to Dan Bongino for putting this out on Twitter in such a nice fashion. You know what? That's what I'm talking about. That's the positive things that you want to hear about. Certainly, we just another two soldiers lost again in Afghanistan. Where are we going? What are we doing with this? The more that happens, the more I listen. listen to Frankie Five Burrows and to Tucker Carlson and to Colonel McGregor. They get out. We got to get out of Afghanistan. But you got to give the president credit for cutting his rally short, all those people, and again, going down. And I'm telling you, this president appreciates that. And like I said at the open of the show, I don't think I could see Bernie Sanders doing that. And again, not to go after Bernie Sanders, but I just don't see him doing that. So we appreciate when Donald Trump appreciates the United States military. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, just saying objectively and pragmatically, don't get excited. Oh, my gosh. Debbie, how you doing this morning?
Yes. You know, I saw my friend Ella's son yesterday, and he's home from break, you know, serving. And I kept saying, thank you for your service. I mean, it's, you know, they really deserve our praise, these guys.
It's true.
And ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
The military and law enforcement everywhere, you know, all those folks are fighting in New York and the NYPD and all the police. You know, the law enforcement all around the metropolitan area and all around the country. Debbie, we appreciate you acknowledging that. Hey, it's 21 after 8. Traffic, and more traffic in New York. Debbie's got it for you on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Joe, plenty of traffic on the Garden State Parkway North at 109. Accident in the local lanes. We're still seeing delays. 287 North getting up through Franklin Township. And watch out for slowdowns on 46 East at Union Boulevard in Totowa with an accident. 80 West, exit 57 out through Patterson. Accident taking a lane. It's busy on the Henry Hudson South, getting down toward the Henry Hudson Bridge. Looks like a motorcycle accident, unfortunately, there. And it's still pretty solid on the eastbound belt by Kennedy Airport with an accident. Still working. Remember, alternate side parking suspended for Lincoln's birthday. Metered rules in effect. LIE West over by Vets Highway. That accident pushed off to the shoulder. And if you're heading to the Spray North at Tuckahoe Road in Yonkers, an accident there. Palisades Parkway South exit 7, crash in the right lane. Partly cloudy today, high of 43. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable The Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play The Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Tonight, The Hall hosts the Creighton Blue Jays at Prudential Center. You can check out our broadcast on AM 970 The Answer, beginning with the Kevin Willard Report at 6:20 p.m. Opening tip is 6:30. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with Gary Cohen for all the action. Seton Hall and Creighton tonight on AM 970.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes. A lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need. At libertymutual.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, you want to have some fun this Saturday, February 15th, 7:30 p.m. at the Saccone Theater, the beautiful theater right there on the campus of Bergen Community College. The Infernos. This is a legendary band in Jersey. Man, they could rock the house like nobody else. I'm telling you, I love the Infernos. I've had the privilege. Remember, I did a show with my buddy Jerry LaGuardia at Brookdale Park. That is a park I used to play at when I was being brought up in Bloomfield, New Jersey, baby. And that meant so much to me. You know, my mom was there, and the fireworks went off, and I was singing New York, New York. Of course, I was doing the Jersey, Jersey, you know, my version of New York, New York. And right there at Brookdale Park, it was great. And the Infernos was the band there that day. Now, you could see the Infernos themselves just smoke it, man, on Saturday night at Bergen Community College. It's the Saccone Theater, which is one of the great theaters. It's so intimate. You're going to love it. General tickets are $45. Hey, $10 for Bergen Community College students, $35 for seniors, huh? And faculty members. Go to tickets.bergen.edu. Tickets.bergen.edu. I got to give a plug for the Infernos. I tell you, every time I play with them, we just rock the joint. You don't want to miss the Infernos at the Saccone Theater. It's this Saturday night, all right? Check it out. Tickets.bergen.edu. Here's the number, 201-447-7428. One more time, 201-447-7428.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, it's 826 on AM 970, The Answer. Frankie Five Boroughs is here, Albert is here, and you are here, and Debbie Duhaime on Travis. Dr. Sebastian Gorka next hour. Coming up after the news, Michael Caputo, longtime Roger Stone confidant, former advisor to the President Trump campaign. You don't want to miss that. I'm very upset I didn't get my throat blessed on February 3rd. Very upset. No, the blessings of the throats, and thank you. We have an email here from someone that sent it to Frankie. The blessing of the throats was Monday, February 3rd, done at the end of each month. But usually it's the Sunday around the day that we celebrate St. Blaise, you know? But these are all the traditions are going away.
Put them on the island.
The priest, you mean?
Yeah, put them on the island.
No.
Don't even look at them again. When you go up to accept the blessed sacrament, you don't even look at them. That's it.
The body of Christ.
You don't even. You just nod.
Don't even answer.
Don't even answer.
Don't even say amen. You mean
nod, take it, walk away. That's it.
But I was there. I mean, why? I can't stand that I have to chase down these rituals next year, of the Joe's Catholic Church.
Next year, Joe's going to grab the guy by the lapels. Give me those candles. Put them right in my throat.
No. I'm going to find a priest somewhere to bless my throat this year. I'm going to go do it if I have to do it myself.
It's two weeks later.
Does it still count? Yes, it counts. So I'm going to make it count. I'm going to buy the candles at Michael's Craft Shop. I'm going to buy the candles, white candles. I'm going to bring them to the priest.
Father bless these. Come on, let's go. How much you need in the bucket? All right. We'll take care of you.
Donation, a little drop right there.
I normally put in this much. I'm going to put in 10% extra, right? Now, come on, get these candles blessed.
Frank, I'm very upset at this.
But what stops you from just going to get your throat blessed by somebody today?
That's what I'm going to have to do because I have to go to the airport.
He's going to stop at Michael's first. He's got to get these specific candles.
I understand. Don't they have
candles at church? Where are they spending their money?
Is there a priest that will make a house call? That's what I need. A priest that will make a house call.
Here's the problem. Yeah. They can't find your house.
Yeah.
They got to look up to God. Your father, please help me. Can you get to this? Can you guide me to this in the middle of nowhere?
You know,
the divine GPS.
I recently made friends with the Franciscan Brothers of Brooklyn, and they're big listeners of our show. I know if you stop by their brotherhood in Brooklyn, they would be happy.
Yeah,
because that's close.
Joe's going to fight 2 hours in traffic.
Three subway stops.
It's only me. I'm trying to get the house in order. I finally found these new cleaning people.
They're great.
They're great, you know?
While you're putting the dishes away, you bless throats? You take just real quick?
And I think I got somebody to help with the house. And then an old friend called and she said, "Do you need help?" And I went, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. I'm going to call her back and say, "Can you get my throat blessed?" That's what I'm going to say. That's what I need. Mm. Maybe the cleaning lady knows a priest.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe the cleaning lady brings over some candles. Quick blessing. Boop. They're great. This is Joe giving a 5-star Yelp review. Fantastic. Floors were spotless.
Frank,
they bless your throat.
Frank, doctors and priests be running from me. You know what I mean?
It's him. Lock the doors. Lock the rectory.
I text my doctor. I drive Dr. Rock Positano crazy, you know. I got a crick to my neck. I think I'm having a heart attack. Yeah, Joey, just relax, please.
Crick in your neck. Then, I took every pill in my bag. What do you think's going to happen? Well,
Father, priest running away. I got to go, Joe. I got to go. I'll be around. I'll call you. I'll call you. Really?
I'll call you. I got to go pray. I got to go pray. See, now, that's a perfect excuse for the priest. I got to go pray. How do you know he's not going to pray?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you're gonna, all right, Father.
Okay. Gosh. My throat blessed. But yeah, I was just, when I go, I'm telling you, they don't do it anymore. They don't do it anymore. And I hear that they don't do it anymore. And it's like they're afraid. God forbid, we have to hold on to Christianity.
Well, why do
like
you think they don't do it anymore? Huh? Why do you think they don't do it anymore? Because
I don't know. Everything that we believe in is slipping away. It's why I get so adamant about staying on top of politics. I really do. Because Christianity, let me tell you, the most persecuted people in the world are the Christians. We don't hear about it, and a lot of the times I don't report it. And I see you send me tweets, and I should report it. Is that, like a priest was beheaded, just like I think last week I saw a priest beheaded in Africa somewhere. And, you know, and it was one of those terror groups, Boko Haram or something like that. They beheaded a priest because he's Christian. It happens all the time. And burning down churches. By the way, Notre Dame in France, yeah, that was an accidental fire. Are you kidding me? Give me a break. I was burned down. Somebody, I know, you just know it, but oh my God, they're afraid to say it. They're afraid to say it. Now, little things like blessing of the throats, you joke, you say, oh, Joe, really, do you need that? You know, it's a ritual that you want to hold on to, that you want to hold on to because they're trying to take Christianity away. So I hold on to it dearly. So it would be nice if they kept these little things. So what tells me, which is good, see, Charlie goes to a Catholic school. I'm telling you, the answer to all the school problems, mm-hmm. Let the Catholic Church take over the Catholic schools. Catholic schools are the best schools, I'm telling you. Charlie says to me, oh, Daddy, I had my throat blessed. And she says, as we start Mass on Sunday. And I went, what? What? Huh? You had your throat blessed? Yeah, we had a... I said, that's right. I said, when was St. Blaise Day? And it was last week, and no one tells me. Nobody cares. I'm telling you. It's all going away. We got
Charlie's on the island, too. She should have told you. No, I'm kidding.
No, are you kidding me? She's a great...
By the way, Joe, did you see the picture that Politico, I guess, put out, or somebody put out when Bernie Sanders won? They declared him the winner of the New Hampshire primary.
What?
He apparently the picture, it's like an artist's drawing of Bernie Sanders, and apparently looks like Chevy Chase. So apparently Chevy Chase is trending because it looks like Chevy won the New Hampshire primary, not Bernie Sanders.
I thought it was Larry David that won. I mean, that's what I'm watching. I can't decipher between the two. I mean, you know.
Oh, but yeah, that's good, though.
Send me the picture. Send me the picture.
Hey, can I tweet it to you, or am I not allowed to tweet it to you?
Well, yeah. Just text me the picture. You're gonna be tweeting around your beer cast and everything else.
I do that after. Everything this morning's been show related.
Al, let me go before we break. So what happened? Governor Cuomo, President Trump meeting. Yeah. You said
yes.
This is
apparently,
monumental.
He was on a radio station on Long Island this morning and revealed that he will be meeting with the president tomorrow to discuss this global entry program that has now been shut down by the federal government in New York. If you're in New York, you know, you live in New York, fly out of New York to go, around the world. And so the governor says, he will allow the federal government to look at a key database that obviously, you know, shows illegal aliens that are in the state of New York. He says he will capitulate and, I guess, give the president or the ICE the authority to look at this in exchange for the this global journey exchange, whatever it is.
Oh, but this is good, Frank. Doesn't it seem like the governor is kind of coming around to the president's way of thinking? Well, am I dramatic to say that?
I don't even think it's the president's way of thinking. I mean, I think it's just common sense in terms of, national security measures. I mean, the governor, on the one hand, doesn't want, you know, hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers to lose this special travel privilege. And I think all these national security experts and law enforcement experts realize you can't let these people skip the vetting process in airports if you're not going to share data with federal law enforcement agencies about who they are. So, I mean, I think he was smacked in the face by common sense and reality.
Yeah. Thank goodness. Thanks, Al. Thank you, Frank. Piscopo in the morning. All four prosecutors in the Roger Stone case are resigning after the Justice Department announced it will recommend a lesser sentence for the longtime Donald Trump associates. Something that the president tweeted out, and this was a reaction to the president's tweet. Michael Caputo is a longtime Roger Stone confidant and former advisor to the Donald Trump campaign. He will join us in a moment right here. Dr. Gorka next hour on AM 970. The Answer right now. now, Big Al has the headline news for you on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
42 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Now that entrepreneur Andrew Yang has dropped out of the Democratic presidential race, there's speculation he could run for New York City mayor. Howard Wolfson, a top advisor to presidential candidate and former mayor Michael Bloomberg, says it's a natural next step for the math whiz. It's unclear whether Yang has entertained that idea, but he did tell news reporters in New Hampshire he's open to joining the winning Democrats' presidential ticket or cabinet. Current field of New York City mayoral candidates include City Council Speaker Cory Johnson, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, and City Comptroller Scott Stringer. We're now almost halfway into February, and a lot of New Year's resolutions on weight loss have already been abandoned. Wayne Eskridge, the founder of the Fatty Liver Foundation, says that aggravates what becomes a serious U.S. medical problem. Eskridge says years of unhealthy eating helps lead to fatty liver disease in half of American adults. Eskridge says the best way to treat fatty liver disease is not to get it in the first place. Diets rich in fruit and vegetables and low in harmful fats can help you avoid it. You can learn more at fattyliverfoundation.org. In sports, Rangers with a 4-1 win over the Jets in Winnipeg. Islanders blew a 3-0 lead but came back late to beat the Flyers 5-3. The Devils' two-game winning streak coming to an end. They lost to the Panthers by the final of 5-3. College hoops, NC State over Syracuse 79-74. And tonight, 10th-ranked Seton Hall entertains number 21 Creighton. Pregame at 6:20, tip-off at 6:30 right here on The Answer. And St. John's hosts Providence, pregame at 8:10, tip-off at 8:30 over on AM 570 WMCA. Sports brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for their ultimate membership today and enjoy a $0 enrollment fee. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Palisades Parkway South exit 7 getting down past Nanuet. Watch out for an accident. It's in the right lane. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended, but metered rules in effect. Inbound GWB moving okay, but 15 in from the Palisades Parkway. Outbound upper level construction till 2:30. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel, watch for delays on 495 by Pleasant Ave. Accident clear, but 30 in at the tolls. Holland still about 30 in from both approaches. We're seeing some stop and go traffic on 46 East at Union Boulevard in Totowa with an accident there. Traffic is moving slowly for you as you head to the Bronx River Parkway North in the 230s with an accident as well. Eastbound Belt up by Kennedy Airport, an accident still out there. That one involves a mini school bus. And let's take it to the LIE West at Vets Highway. A stalled vehicle just cleared out of the way. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 43. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Is your family ready for cold and flu season? Knowing when it's the flu lets you know when to call your doctor. The flu brings a fever, so be prepared with a thermometer you can trust. The Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Joe on the radio, good morning. It's 8:38, telling you about Balance of Nature. I'm going to give you the number right off the bat because it is time that you order Balance of Nature because you can get free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Forget about the vitamins that you take. Forget about them. You don't need them anymore. It's what I did. Dr. Douglas Howard's lovely wife, Sue, told me that at lunch when I had a great lunch with the Howards. And you know how I was just talking about how I grilled doctors because I'm a hypochondriac? I did the same thing to Dr. Howard. He was great. He is so informative about these antioxidants that are Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables in a capsule form, right? And he knows all about that. He takes a holistic approach to it. And I said, but I take these vitamins. You know, and then Sue stepped in and said, Joe, your body will eliminate those vitamins and it will absorb the Balance of Nature where you don't need the vitamins. Exactly what happened, because the vitamins are made with fillers and synthetics anyway, not Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. It's in a vegetarian capsule. Doesn't upset your stomach. Doesn't have that odor that the synthetic vitamins have. You know, you go to the vitamin store and you get a vitamin store, and then you open up the vitamin. Smell that vitamin. It's awful. You don't want to put that in your body. Balance of Nature is pure. It's clean antioxidants in a vegetarian capsule. One dose has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It is time that you called 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. 35% off, free shipping on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. And check out, please, balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code THEANSWER.
I'm Valerie Smaldone, and I revealed my Valentine's gift guide on Bagels and Broadway this past weekend. If you missed it, you can hear it on the podcast posted on the AM 970 website. You'll hear me talk about Etc. restaurant, providing special Valentine's menu and ambiance. Carousel cakes with Valentine's treats at 15% off. From Cataveto Pisco, romantic cocktails made from this exotic spirit. Cook studio at Wine You Design. Interactive cooking classes and winemaking, and the launch of a new chocolate from Jacques Torres by Chocolate Orchard Fruit and Nut Clusters, available Saturday at Costco.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
You know Perillo Tours. I keep telling you about Steve and Linda and the great Perillo family that I absolutely, I adore the Perillos. It's been so much fun being with them. When we went to Italy, remember, That was so much fun, you know. And then we're going again in April. I cannot wait, you know. But you know, they go to Hawaii. You know that. Not only Italy, Hawaii. What you may not know is Perillo Tours has expanded their fabulous tours to include Spain. I got a buddy out in Nevada. He went to Spain with his whole family. I keep hearing about Spain. Now, CEO Steve Perillo and his nephew Devin, representing the fourth generation of Perillo Tours, they have put together an unforgettable excursion to Spain. How does a 12-day tour of Spain sound? Madrid, Cordoba, Granada, Seville. You can also add on the optional 4-day Barcelona extension. All Perillo Tours contract only 4- and 5-star hotels, all centrally located. You can enjoy a carriage ride in Seville, take in a passionate flamenco dance show, sherry tasting in a private art gallery. Hey, how about participating in a paella cooking class or visit an olive oil factory tour and tasting, all including the famous Perillo Never Lift a Finger promise that you have come to know and love. The new 2020 Spain brochure is yours if you call Janice at 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Check with your travel agent or go, please, to perillotours.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 842 on AM 970, The Answer. Around the country on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. Around the world, actually. We appreciate you listening. Israel, I know you're listening. Hello, Australia. And Michael Caputo is a longtime Roger Stone confidant and a former advisor to the Donald Trump campaign. Michael, welcome back to the show. How you doing, my brother?
Good, good, Joe. How you doing? I'm up here in Buffalo, freezing my tootsies off.
It is, man. That's cold up there, baby. But it's New York, and we love it. Hey, give us the latest on what happened with your old friend Roger Stone yesterday, please, Michael.
Sure. You know, I went to this trial a couple months ago, and chance to take a look at all the prosecutors who were railroading Roger. And yesterday, apparently, when they filed a request for 7 to 9 years of incarceration, an outrageous, miscarriage of justice, it became clear through some media reporting that they had actually briefed their superiors at the Department of Justice on a very, very different request for incarceration, apparently one that wasn't nearly as bad and it wasn't a miscarriage of justice. And the Department of Justice, in what I see as a rather unprecedented event, I can't find where this has happened before, said that they're going to pull back the 7 to 9 year recommendation and come back with a lower number. As a result, as well, all four of the prosecutors were forced to resign.
That is
from my perspective, Joe, that's something, because I watched these four guys at work. One of them was a really good attorney. One of them was a terrible attorney. And the one I saw is absolutely terrible is a guy named Aaron Zelinsky, who was the one who interrogated me during the bogus Mueller investigation. Just a decidedly odious person. He was the first one to resign. It was early in the day, but I managed to get a glass of champagne.
I tell you, this is monumental. And do you think it's because the president indeed tweeted out and put some pressure on those folks? Do you feel that might have been the case, Michael?
Well, I don't know. I haven't spoken to the president about it. I don't know about the timing. But we see that the tweet where he first said this is a terrible that's a terrible recommended sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was 2 o'clock in the morning, Joe. Then we see some reporting from reputable journalists that the Department of Justice, without communicating with the president, was already working towards doing this. So nobody was, you know, planning on firing them, I would imagine, at that point. But when the president, you know, perhaps their reaction, the individual prosecutor's reaction to the president's tweet was indignant or whatever. But, you know, that began what appears to be a series of, last I counted, 17 tweets about the Stone trial.
Yeah. But, you know, I keep talking and railing about it, but that we forget. Once this Ukraine thing happened, Michael Caputo, I said, don't forget about the Mueller probe, the collateral damage of the Mueller probe. I keep saying that over and over again. And yet the Democrats don't even address it. Adam Schiff is up there talking, and I'm saying to myself, this guy lied about Russia collusion. You were caught in the middle of it, brother. I mean, how do they not see it? And why won't the mainstream media just grasp onto this and see what a joke this really is, that we're still have to worry about, is Roger Stone going to prison for something he said or didn't say? General Flynn is still, even Paul Manafort, they got him for something that had nothing to do with Russia collusion. Shouldn't, Michael, all those people, including yourself, shouldn't they just be, you know, totally exonerated and everything that has anything to do with the Mueller probe wiped off the record?
We're at a very interesting time, you know. Joe, I've never known Carter Page or J.D. Gordon or General Flynn. Of course, I've known Roger for 35 years, my best friend. But, you know, I didn't know any of these guys. But now I know all these guys. I spoke or communicated with General Flynn yesterday. I mean, all of us are watching chapter and verse of this. You know, Carter is suing the Democrats and their law firm.
Yep.
He'll become a millionaire for what they did to him. His country failed him, and those people committed crimes against him. But here's the thing. I've always said this because I've known the president for a couple decades. You remember how he went through hell, got a lot of criticism for the meltdown in Atlantic City. It was a market-wide meltdown, and his casinos also suffered. But he got a lot of criticism in the tabloids and et cetera. But you watch how he came back from that. It'll tell you how he's coming back from this. This is the classic rebound Trump. Now they've dropped the ball, and he's picked it up, and he is going to beat them, and he's going to beat them again, and he's going to beat them again and again and again, and he's not going to stop until Election Day. This is what happened yesterday with these prosecutors going down. And, you know, by the way, I don't know if you heard about this, but the U.S. attorney in charge of the Washington office of DOJ, of the regional U.S. attorney's office, Donald Trump has made sure that she's left the government. So the U.S. attorney's office in Washington, D.C., is cleaned out of all the swamp. It's just cleaned out. The U.S. attorney there that is now gone was the one who prosecuted General Flynn. I mean, this is where we're going on this. Donald Trump is winning, and it's going to continue. And I think everybody, forget about buying popcorn. Buy popcorn futures. This is going to be epic.
You know, you're right. It's an epic time in that regard, Michael. You're absolutely right, because the president is cleaning out the swamp. It's inexcusable what happened, and inexcusable what happened to you. And I love that you have your positive attitude, that you prevailed through it all. Hey, but any prediction on what the judge ends up giving Roger Stone?
Well, interestingly, the way people aren't talking about this, but everybody has assumed up until now that that Roger is going to be remanded to custody on the 20th after his sentencing hearing to go ahead and begin serving his time, that he will be taken away in cuffs. That was in the days when 7 to 9 years was on the table, right?
But now I
think, interestingly, his own attorneys recommended a jail sentence. of, I think, 15 to 24 months. And I believe now that they're looking at the bottom end, or even if he'll be incarcerated at all, Roger might not be immediately taken into custody. I believe the president will pardon him.
Yeah.
I urge the president to pardon Roger Stone. And if it may, because of the way that they've messed this up on the resistance side of things, it may end up that Roger's out of, you know, never ends up seeing a day in prison. I don't know. I pray for that, but I mostly pray for a pardon.
So there could be I don't know that the judge makes the decision, but whatever she makes, do you think the president will do it before the election, and he would do it immediately? Is that what you're feeling, Michael?
Well, I'll tell you. You know, I'm still not allowed to speak to Roger, believe it or not. The judge court has put a court order at the request of Aaron Zelinsky, who resigned yesterday, put in a court order to Roger Stone is not allowed to speak to me. And we haven't spoken in over a year because of Aaron Zelinsky, who resigned in disgrace yesterday. Yeah. But here's the thing that I think we all need to know. I mean, in the end, whatever happens to Roger Stone, he must be pardoned. All the friends that know Roger, all of us have known him, they're all closing ranks around him in media. They're destitute now. They're wiped out. They don't even have health insurance. And these are older folks, right?
We're
closing ranks around him, and we're going to be announcing something very soon to try to help Roger Stone, help Media Stone, and also to try to volunteer our information and advice to the president as he considers a pardon.
You're a great fighter, Michael. God bless you, brother. We always appreciate you being on the show. Keep us posted. Come back soon and keep us posted. Would you do that, sir?
You got it. I will talk to you soon. You have a great day.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Caputo right there, longtime Roger Stone confidant, former advisor to the President Trump campaign. You know what he went through unnecessarily, you know, but with the DOJ. And I love the government, Deb. You know, I love certainly we support all the men and women, the rank and file. But boy, oh, boy, when people get carried away with power down there in Washington, innocent people have to pay the price. Unbelievable. 8:52 mm-hmm. right now on the radio with Joe and Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, I couldn't believe they stormed his house that morning, you know, and scared him
and
his wife to death.
No one
can. They scared them to death.
It was like a pre-dawn raid. What was that? I don't know. But I think it's all going to work its way out. But I feel bad for Roger because here he is. He can't say a thing. But you know what? I think it's all going to turn out okay. I hope so anyway. Hey, traffic-wise, Deb, at 8:52, how are we doing out there on the roads this morning? And thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go to the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 15 to 20 into town. Alternate side parking rules suspended for Lincoln's birthday. Metered parking rules, they are in effect. Over on the FDR Drive South, pretty busy right through the 70s. It's still very busy on the Deegan South, getting down through the 230s in toward the Cross Bronx. Henry Hudson southbound, heavy at the Henry Hudson Bridge. Earlier accident cleared. Inbound GWB looks fine. Outbound upper is construction. Inbound Lincoln, a disabled vehicle over on 495, getting out toward the Lincoln. Looks like you're going to see some volume here right past Pleasant Avenue. And over at the Holland Tunnel, 25 to 30 into town. Major problems now, Joe, on the New Jersey Turnpike. The truck lane south subject to closure. Looks like an accident and a truck fire. 80 West, exit 57 in Patterson. A collision over there in the Garden State Parkway North at 109. Accident in the local lanes. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender. With tax season upon us, don't go to bed another night worrying about your unfiled taxes or letters and calls from the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more, there is local help available. The IRS has several programs where with local help from a tax expert at JLD Tax Resolution Group, you may be able to settle your entire IRS debt for up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify.
This is Jonathan Donenfeld, president of JLD Tax Resolution Group. I'm sure you've heard other offers from national companies, but before you waste time and hard-earned money trying to resolve resolve your IRS issues with a phone call across the country, please call me at 201-479-2572. You can come to my office right here in Jersey City. We will meet in person for a free initial consultation and discuss how I can help you. Don't call an 800 number. Call me at 201-479-2572. I'm right here in Hudson County.
Give Jonathan at JLD Tax Resolution Group a call at 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572 or visit 201tax.com. That's 201tax.com.
Joe on the radio, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Traffic coming up, but I want to tell you about Dello Russo. When you hear the word LASIK, the only name that should come to mind is Dello Russo. Dr. Joseph Dello Russo, he's the man behind Dello Russo Laser Vision, a family-owned medical practice that's performed over 165,000 LASIK surgeries, over 30 years of industry experience. His research and practice played a role in getting FDA approval of LASIK back in the 1990s. His name has become synonymous with LASIK. Today, so-called discount LASIK centers are a dime a dozen. You got to be careful. They perform surgery at ridiculously low cost to the detriment of the patient, since these places use lasers that are not the latest or the safest. In many cases, the patient doesn't even meet the surgeon until the day of the procedure. That is not the case at Dello Russo Laser Vision. In fact, Dr. Dello Russo is such a man of integrity. He evaluated my eyes, right? I told you we had to sit down. And he said, look, you don't need LASIK surgery, Joe. You know, he put me through a whole exam, and I appreciate that honesty, you know? Al and Frank got their eyes done at the Dello Russo. We suggest you call Dello Russo, 855-646-2020. You owe it to yourself. If you're considering LASIK, to meet with Dello Russo, the Dello Russo family over there. Again, if not LASIK, they offer regular eye exams, frames, lenses, cataract screenings and removals. You name it. Trust only the best with your vision. Call Dello Russo Laser Vision today. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Dello Russo, 855-646-2020, 855-646-2020, or visit DelloRusso.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970.
Any way you want it. Joe Lundberg. That's the way we want it. Joe Lundberg is our meteorologist at the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joe. How are we doing today weather-wise?
Pretty good. It's some sunshine right now. It's nice to see it for a change. It's going to be in the mid-40s today. So today, nice day weather-wise.
Oh, mid-40s, huh? And then through the weekend, what are we looking like, Joey, you know?
Well, there's going to be a storm that'll go by the area tonight and tomorrow morning, so we get mostly rain from it. A little snow and sleet to the front side, but it's mostly rain. And then tomorrow, the rain ends in the morning about 53. Much colder for Friday, about 33. Pretty similar Saturday. Then it's back in the mid to upper 40s with some sunshine on Sunday.
Oh, get us through February. I'm going down to Nashville. Down south looks okay. Not too bad. No storms down there, Joe, do you know?
It's going to rain hard down there tonight.
Oh, gee, hopefully.
When are you going down to Nashville?
Well, later this afternoon, I'll probably get down. When's the rain start? Look, I always see Joe as my personal meteorologist.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, they're under a flood watch this afternoon and tonight, so it's going to pour down there tonight.
Have fun getting in there. Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Make my day. I'll be thinking about you. Joe Lundberg right there.
Be careful, all right? You know, we worry about you.
I appreciate it, Joey. Thank you for watching out for me, man. It's I guess, oh, Lord, maybe I should leave earlier. Okay, now I got something else to worry about. Also, I don't know that we post me doing Abe Lincoln sketch. It's such bad taste.
Do it.
You think we should do it? Do it now. I don't know. Should I post the Abe Lincoln sketch?
Chilling.
It's Abe Lincoln's birthday, our greatest president. I mean, it was an SNL sketch in really bad taste. I don't know. I'm holding it back. Dr. Sebastian Gorka will join us. You hear Seb Gorka every day, 3 p.m. right here on The Answer. He will be live on Piscopo in the morning with Frank and Alan, Debbie and Joe, coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
40 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Macy's looking to build an office tower above its Herald Square flagship store. The Wall Street Journal reports plans for the glass skyscraper include a sky lobby, offices, and upgraded subway stations in the area. It would be between 700 and 900 feet tall. This comes after the closures of over 100 stores and layoffs for thousands of employees nationwide. The city needs to approve the project first before it moves ahead.